I'm simply unprofessional. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Simply Unprofessional. I'm your host, Webby. Join me tonight, we got Devin.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Devin, don't sound so down. We watched the same movie.
I'm not down.
I don't know how you couldn't be after watching this. Jesus.
I mean, we have different opinions on the movie.
Well, all right. So before we get into the movie... This week we did watch Castle Freak, that was recommended to us by Ross Malcolm Boyd, singer songwriter of SU intro music. I gotta call him out now. I found out while watching this movie, Ross has not even seen this movie himself. That's some bullshit. Recommending a movie that he himself has not watched yet. So, Ross, I challenge you, man. It's on YouTube. Go watch it. Tell me what you think.
It's on YouTube. It's on Tubi, too. I mean, if you want to give a legitimate spot to go watch it, it's on Tubi. Which is a free app to download. That's T-U-B-I.
There you go.
It's there, too.
Okay, so before we get into this... So this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about Castle Freak, and then we're going to talk a little bit about our upcoming Halloween stream this weekend. This comes out on Friday, so as far as tomorrow, the Halloween stream will be starting at noon Eastern time. And we'll dive into a little bit of what me and you are going to do in preparation of this stream, and some of the stuff that we're going to be doing on the stream. But before we do that... Last week, I don't remember. I know I said that I had hurt myself. I don't think I necessarily said how. I think I just said I had like a weird thing in my neck, like a pinched nerve or something. Excuse me. I got something in my throat now. So I did go see a doctor. The pain got bad enough to the point where I actually dragged myself to go see one. It was bad to the point where I was incapable of sleeping. But apparently my neck issue and the shoulder pain were two separate things altogether. I do have a pinched nerve in the base of my neck. But the shoulder, and it started to go down my left arm, is he told me that I had a torn or ruptured bicep, which... does not feel good. So they've had me on steroids and muscle relaxers and stuff. And I have to go to, what is it, orthopedics Monday. I think I said, in one of the chats, I think I said orthodontist, and that's like teeth.
Yes.
And Rob teeth. Pointed that out, and I was like, hey man, a doctor's a doctor. I don't care. As long as they got that little degree, they can work on me. So yeah, that's my little update.
Dentist or doctor who failed at being doctor.
Well,
at me.
Okay, all you dentists out there, feel free to send all that hate mail over to Devin. You can send some my way too, because I really don't like dentists, but I don't like doctors either. All right. So moving on, that's all I had to mention. I just wanted to give a little bit of an update. I know some people were inquiring. So that's that. So Devin, Castle Freak.
Yep.
I'll preface this with, it was made and filmed in 1995, and it shows. I don't feel like the movie aged well. Because, you get some horror movies. You get some movies
general. It was a low-budget film in 1995. Like, let's...
Yeah, but Killer Clowns from Outer Space was
But that movie's better. Not great either. It's just...
Oh, no. you take that back.
It's not great as like a piece of cinematography. It's a cult film, so it makes it okay. It makes it good, but it's not a great
fantastic
movie.
Fantastic.
Because it's a cult film. It's a cult following, but like objectively looking at cinematography, that Killer Clowns from Outer Space is trash. But at the same time, it's a fantastic film.
Well, are you trying to defend Castle Freak and saying Castle Freak is a fantastic film?
I'm not saying it's a fantastic film. I think it's not a I was expecting way worse based off your description than actually was I got. Put it that way.
Well, all right. I don't know. I felt let
and
down.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space had a budget of $2 million.
Okay.
In 1988. So, adjusted for inflation, had a bit more money. Castle Freak. I'll try to see if I can find how much money in a budget Castle Freak had. I mean, it's based off a book. It's based off... See, this is the thing. Castle Freak, this is one of the things I looked up. Castle Freak is based off of an H.P. Lovecraft novel.
Okay.
It's also a Call of Cthulhu adventure based on Castle Freak, but it's called The Outsider. That's a short story. It's a short story by H.P. Lovecraft called The Outsider. It's not... the story I've read a little bit ago, it's not bad. The story is better, in my opinion, than the movie, but the movie is not bad.
Well,
yeah.
I'll say this. Well, I don't know. That's a tough one. I will say that this is my least liked movie that we watched so far.
Seriously?
It's tied for at least third.
I mean, Life After Beth is hands down.
Yeah, Life After Beth, it was hard, okay? That movie was hard to watch.
this movie wasn't bad to watch.
I think I would watch Life After... I think if I was forced to, I would put Life After Beth back on the TV and just mute it rather than have Castle Freak on the TV again.
No.
That's just me. I mean, I don't know. I felt let down. Like, okay, I excused the cinematography. It was from 95. I knew that it was going to be kind of grainy and older, you know, whatever. Music, I did not care for the score. I did not care for the story. And the acting was terrible.
I mean, it was a low budget movie. Like these actors were low budget actors. Everything about this was particularly low budget. Like, so I'm looking at it from that lens. Like there is like, granted, there are movies that have been way better in my opinion with lesser budget. In fact, the director of this movie did a better movie with literally no budget that like before this movie that was better in my opinion.
What movie is that?
Well, he's directed, let me see, what was it? I'm trying to see.
Who did direct this movie?
This movie is directed by Stuart Gordon.
Okay.
Stuart Gordon directed, he was, let me see. He directed, I'm trying to find some movies that you might realize. He did Honey, I Shrunk the Kids TV show. He directed Space Truckers.
That's a movie.
It is. He did Body Snatchers. He was a writer of Body Snatchers. He didn't direct it. He was a producer of Honey, I Blew Up the Kids. He was a director on Fortress, which I actually liked better than this movie. It had a little bit more of a budget. It was $12 million, but I actually liked that movie better. Fortress was actually a really good movie. I remember that. Science fiction movie. I remember that movie. It was a good movie. Let me see what else he did here. Oh, yeah, he did Robot Jocks. Yes. All the yes. Robot Jocks is amazing. He did Reanimator, which is a horror comedy film, again, based off of an H.P. Lovecraft thing. He did From Beyond, which is he's done a lot of movies based off Lovecraft.
Okay.
So for instance, like Reanimator's one, From Beyond. This one he did, it was Daughter of Darkness? No. But yeah, I mean, so he's definitely done quite a few of those.
Now, All right. So this movie essentially starts off with this old lady preparing a meal and then feeding her cat. And she goes down into her basement of this castle and she slides this meal into this chained up monster thing. And then he like throws the plate back out at her and she goes in and whips him like bad, like with this, what is that? Is that like a cat of nine tails or something?
It's more of a, what is it? Shoot.
I know it had like barbs and stuff on it.
It's a more of like a flogger, or a flog. It's more of a flog.
Well, she starts whipping this guy with this. And then it goes through the credit sequence or whatever, the title intro or whatnot. And essentially, the premise of this movie is this husband, his wife, who are on the outs, and their daughter go to, what is it? Where were they again? Like Rome or Italy or something?
Italy.
Because he inherited this castle. First thing he does when he walks in is ask the guy, how soon can they liquidate everything? Because he just wants to sell everything in this castle.
It's not a bad call.
Well, yeah, especially if you don't plan on living in Italy. I mean, what's the point of having a castle? So they end up staying, you know, I think they were staying the weekend there or whatever. Now, their daughter is blind due to a car accident that they had. The slowest car accident
I've ever seen. It was supposed to be a fast-paced car accident, and, you know, given the time and the shot and everything, it looked like they crashed into a tree going 5 miles an hour, flipped their car, threw a kid from the car who died. It didn't look great on paper, like, looking back. Like
they could have literally just sped up that scene, like, pressed fast forward, and it would have looked more impressive.
Yeah, it looked great as a scene. Like, so, I fully admit.
This daughter, the blind daughter, she's going through this house with her dad, and she starts hearing a noise, and she runs into a cat, which is the same cat from the beginning, who leads her downstairs, and leads her towards this cell where this monster is still chained up and still alive, and then her dad starts, you know, hollering for her, and she goes back, and she, like, tripped and fell down the stairs, too. Which, oh my god, the parents are, like, the mother was so overprotective, like, oh no, you got a scraped knee, this is all your dad's fault.
I mean, she was definitely a little passive-aggressive.
But this kind of, like, having her down there, kind of, like, I guess stirred the boy in the basement, and you know, as one does when you're malnourished and beaten like that and chained up to a wall in a room, you have to gather your strength. So we see the scene where the cat's going to leave through the little cat door, and then all of a sudden the guy grabs it and the cat struggles, and then you just hear him eating the cat.
Yes. You later see him, the remains of the cat that he mostly ate.
I will say, until the end, the cat puts up the most struggle against this guy, I feel.
You're not wrong.
So this guy ends up, you know, he has like the wrist shackles on, and he's got to get out. He wants to get out of this cage. He wants to go investigate the new people who are in this castle. He realizes, oh, you can't take the wrist shackles off your wrist because your thumb's right there. So, like, he bites the tendons in his thumb to be able to, like, bend it. And then he pulls the shackle off, which tears off a part of his thumb.
He's got prostrats, man. Prostrats.
Yeah.
He's using prostrats, man.
And then for whatever reason, the shackle goes right through the loop that was in the wall. Well, if you're going to go through the trouble of chaining somebody up in a basement like that, why make it so the shackle can go through?
Because why not? Because
then if they do get one shackle off, they're still at least limited to that length of chain.
Because plot, Webby. Plot.
I guess so. Well,
like, why would you do anything else?
He ends up getting out, and he, like, breaks a mirror, which they're all having dinner, and they run out, and the guy's like, oh, no, it's the moisture in the air or some shit, and the wood must have warped and broke the mirror.
I mean, it's possible.
I mean, it is, but I don't know. You're in a creepy old Italian castle.
I don't know who would ever would accept being in a castle, in my opinion. Like, to me, that's kind of the dumbest thing you ever could do. Like, I'm going to live in this old-ass castle and not have it, like, checked out before I move in.
Right. So, the daughter is convinced that there's somebody in the castle, and nobody else is paying attention
rightfully
to her.
So. I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah. Hey, if there's, you know what? If it's a matter of hearing things, I'm going to trust her. It's all she can right? do is hear things. She's right? like Daredevil. Exactly. You know? How do you know she doesn't have superhuman hearing?
Exactly.
So, we find out that the mother and the father, they're at odds because he got drunk and cheated on her and then got into a car accident with their kids, like you said earlier. And they had a little boy, and the little boy died. And there's a scene where he goes down into, like, the crypt area. And on, what was it? I think his name was, like, Georgie or something like that. On, yep. one of the crypts, he saw a picture that looked just like his son. And the whole time, this creature who had now stolen a sheet to cover up with, and he made a pretty cool Halloween costume out of the sheet. He's been spying on everybody. He's been watching the dad and what the dad's up to. He woke the girl up while she was sleeping, and I think that's where he took the sheet. What else fucking happened? I mean, there's not a lot into this movie. I'm trying not to just go right to the end.
I mean, so the cops come. They call the cops out after a while.
Oh, yeah. And then the cops say, oh, no.
They call the cops out. The cops, like, no, it's like 155 rooms in this place. We're not looking around.
Yeah, we can't give you the, we can't spare. We
don't have the
manpower
for it.
Yeah.
We have the manpower for it. And he's just like, come on, you know, let's look around. Da-da-da. You know, he's trying to reason with them. They think he's a little crazy. Because they're like believing their blind daughter that she saw somebody. They think he's a little crazy, all that fun stuff. That happens, and then, you know, life kind of goes back on the way it was. Then, you know, and by that I mean, you know, creepy shit keeps happening. People keep saying, you know, the daughter's like, hey, there's somebody in here. And then fast forward, you know, rinse and repeat for that situation. Then we start seeing more and more of the monster, like, doing shit and fucking with people. Then it gets to the point where the wife and him get into, like, a big argument, and he goes out drinking. And I guess this is kind of, like, the influx of, you know, this is kind of the where things pick up. He's at home, he's just like, I just, you know, I'm lonely, da 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 da, you know, what's going on? I'm lonely. And she's just like, she's basically like, I can't stand the sight of you. You murdered our son, da da da, whatever. And he runs off to a bar and starts drinking and picks up a prostitute and brings her home. Takes her to, like, the crypt basement area, has sex with this prostitute, and then, like,
and
realizes
the creepy monster guy's watching the whole time.
Yeah, and then realizes, like, you know, he can't do this. And then kind of just takes his bottle of alcohol and, like, scurries off somewhere else in the house. But problem is, people saw him leave with her. So then fast forward to a little bit later, we see the creature basically kidnap the girl. And then the next morning comes, cops show up at his door. Like, hey, you know, this girl's missing. Can we look around?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. As much as the father was in the wrong or whatever, I guess, he had a good point. They claimed that there was somebody in the house, and the police could not spare the manpower to investigate and, you know, do their job. But now a hooker went missing, and now they have the manpower to search this castle for a hooker.
Yes. She's a mother. I mean, she's a mother. And yeah, that's why. She's a mother.
Well. All right, continue. I'm sorry. I had to go
on. So yeah, that happened. Then, you know, he basically says, no, like, I need my lawyer. I'm not doing anything about my lawyer. You know, and slams, he says what Webby just said, and then, like, slams her in her face. Then the wife, him and him get into it again. She's like, you brought a woman here? He's like, I was lonely. And then she slaps him. She's like, you were drunk. And I'm like, well, technically, I mean, both are correct. He was lonely. And he was also drunk. I mean, yeah. He didn't lie to you. I don't think the slap was necessary, but okay. Like, yeah. Let's not pretend they're still loving this relationship. So yeah, I mean, then it goes on with that. And then from that point, we cut to, I think, the hooker. She's chained up in the basement and the monster starts fucking with her in various ways.
Yeah, bites her tit off.
Well, first he throws her into the rock in the most beautiful way ever. Like, she's trying to escape. He grabs the chain because he somehow managed to chain her back up. Like, he got the key to, like, chain her up. So, go figure. And then he slams her into the wall in the funniest way. Like, it's not even, like, a slam. She, like, slowly walks towards the wall and, like, and hits the wall and then falls over.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. Although, going back to the daughter rolling down the fucking basement shit, she literally was rolling. Like, she didn't tumble. It was just, like, a girl, like, rolling down this hill.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, I forgot. I was going to comment on that.
She's rolling down the hill, like, no, make it stop. And she's slowly just tumbling down the hill by herself. Like,
and who, okay, whoever, they must have fired, or whoever did those stairs must have quit halfway through. Because the stairs that go down into the basement, they start off as stairs. And then all of a sudden it just turns into a slanted, like, just a ramp. Like, just a slope of, like, smooth stone and dirt. That's what she was rolling down. I don't know if you saw that.
Yep.
So it's like halfway through the stairs, there's just no more stairs. It's like, well, shit. This is a castle. You guys couldn't afford to have the stairs completed. All right, so the monster's fucking with the prostitute.
Then, yeah, like you said, like, he bites her tits off, and he literally eats her out.
Yeah.
10 out of 10 content, guys.
That was fucked up.
10 out of 10 content.
And then the housekeeper lady walked in on him doing that and started screaming, and he beat her to death with the chain that he still has chained up on his wrist. Like, he is still chained up. It's just he has this length of chain because, you know, he's not attached to the wall anymore. And he uses that as his, like, as a whip, and he just beats this woman to death.
Yep. Beat the old woman to death, unfortunately.
Fast forward some more. Now the father is starting to piece this together from stories that he's told.
Yeah. Well, also, too, after that, I believe he's starting to get pieced together, and then the cops show up at the door, right? Again. And yep. Like, they demand to come in, and they find the girl. She's, like, dead, and the old lady's dead. They find all that, and they're the like, lawyer, oh, you're a monster.
The
lawyer
guy starts attacking the father, like, starts choking him, because that was his sister or whatever, right? Yeah,
he's like, what did you do? Yeah. Mamma mia. He's, like, going off at him for that, and they try to get him, like, off, kind of, sort of, and then take him in, and the father gets taken in.
Yeah, he gets arrested. Custody,
obviously. And he's just like, yo, I mean, I didn't do it, man. I didn't do it, fam.
Yeah, and he's trying to explain to them that this was somebody who's been
somebody in the house.
In the castle, yep.
Like, there's somebody in the house. I didn't do this, fam. I would never do such a thing.
So, at this point, the mother and the daughter are still staying in the castle alone. Because they were going to leave, but the police were like, no, you can't leave. She's like, hey, you do whatever you want with that scumbag. We have no part of this. And he's just like, nah, we need you for questioning, so you gotta stick around. So instead of going to, like, you know, a hotel, they go back to this castle where, you know, the daughter is freaked out that somebody is there. There was a dead body in the basement. Well, two. I would not have gone back to the castle. I don't know.
Not at all, no.
So, now it's a rainy night because you got to set atmospheric mood here. There's like a thunderstorm coming through or whatever.
Yep.
And the monster goes back to the daughter's room. Then he wakes her up. I don't remember how, but like pulling the covers off of her or something. He wakes her up and she wakes, like she sits upright. She starts looking around and he's trying to hide. Then he realizes that she's blind and she can't see him. It's almost as if he tried like comforting her. Like he's just like, it's okay. Like it's like he tried to like pat her and stuff, but then he like took her and ran. And kidnapped the daughter, essentially.
Yup.
Started doing all the same crazy shit that he did with the hooker, or tried to with the daughter anyway. He ended up taking off his fucking Halloween costume, and you got to see like his mangled face and his just monstrous form or whatnot, and. I'm trying to think. Because there were... that's why they stayed at the castle. Because there were police officers there. But this monster killed the police officers. Like, he dragged one of them up, like, the chimney or some shit.
Yep.
In the kitchen.
Yep. Something like that.
The one who was going to get water. So he kills off these police officers. Then he kidnaps the girls. So the wife is coming through the kitchen and one of the cops falls out of the chimney and she grabs a knife and then she hears her daughter screaming. So she runs down into the basement and confronts this monster who is now like, has like a chokehold grip on the daughter and is just staring and like snarling at the mom who's standing in the doorway. So the mom has the knife behind her back hiding it. And says, no, you know, leave her alone, take me. And she starts undoing her shirt. And that kind of, like, lures the creature, the monster over to her. And then as the monster goes in for, like, this weird, awkward hug-looking thing, she stabs him in the back. And then takes the daughter and runs. That is the most action-packed part of this movie.
Yes.
Then there's the chase scene throughout the house, like, Andy Griffith style, right? Or whatever, what was that, it's the one where they're, like, running down a hallway, and then the monster chases them, then they run down a different hallway, and then the monster chases them. It's like, yep. The old Scooby-Doo style, right?
Yep.
I forget, they felt like they got away, but then... The monster, they were out in, like, the courtyard or something, and then the monster came, like, crashing through a window at them. And, like, he was in the basement, and then all of a sudden he was on the floor above them because he came crashing out the window. And then they ran up this flight of stairs to get to the roof that you saw the dad go on earlier when the dad was contemplating jumping. And the monster follows them up there and essentially has them pinned in a corner. And then throughout this scene, we see like glimpses. They cut back to the dad who's at the police precinct, pisses off one of the cops, gets hit, and then knocks the cop out using a billy club, and then escapes police custody because there's only one cop watching him, apparently. So the dad comes back, races to the roof. I don't know how. I don't even think they even explained how he knew they were up there. Like, I don't think he showed
they,
up.
They foreshadow edit before because they went. He was like on the roof and he almost walked off the roof.
See, I thought he was doing that on purpose. Like, I thought he went on the roof and he was like contemplating jumping because his life.
It's sucked. Possible. It's possible. And then he thought about it and he was just like,
But, like, when he gets back there, I don't know how he knew his wife and daughter were up on the roof with this monster. But anyway, he shows up on the roof, and he confronts this monster and, like, hits him with the billy club, and then this guy just throws him around. And then the monster goes back towards the family, the mother and daughter, but the dad grabs the shackle on the chain and at the last second shackles his wrist to him. So now him and the monster are connected and the monster's just out of reach of the daughter. Okay, very suspenseful. And then the dad's like, oh, nope, you're coming with me. And he just jumps off the roof. And then the monster jumps off the roof because he got pulled. Now, Devin, this is the part that I could not make. Well, I mean, there was more than this part, but this part confused me the most. They were easily on the roof of, like, what would you say, like a 3, maybe 4-story building?
Yes.
Okay. The father and the monster go over.
Yes.
They cut to the scene where you now see the father from up above, from the rooftop angle. You see the monster and the father lying on the cobblestone courtyard. And the mother and daughter are running to the father in the courtyard. Like, they made it down on the ground. It's like they took a slide to the ground level.
Dude, the same guy that edited Transformers 4 edited this movie. It's fine.
Are you just trying to justify how fast they are? Like,
No. Transformers has the worst edit I've ever seen in a movie of all time. Hold on. What movie? I just want to make sure it's 4. So if somebody wants to go look this up. Whichever one they introduced, 5.
That one baffled me.
5. So Transformers, the last night, 5, where he has the butler. There's a scene in that movie where they're talking to the butler inside the house. And he's walking, right? They're walking with the butler. I think they're in the kitchen or like the dining room area. They're talking to the butler. And in the same sentence, the exact same sentence, it just makes a cut to them outside walking. And he's saying the exact same sentence. There's no break in conversation. And the house is in the background of them walking. I'm like, what?
Yes, it was exactly like that. So whoever, yeah, said it's the same editor?
I don't know if it actually was, but it seems like it probably could be.
Man, I don't know. I didn't see the shoot.
You watch the exact scene. It's pretty stupid.
And that's essentially like the wife runs over to the husband. The husband's like still alive, but barely. And he's just like,
they have like that heartwarming, I love
forgive
you.
Me. And she's like, I love you. And then he dies.
Like, I love you.
And that's literally the end of the movie.
Yeah. Well, them going to the funeral is the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Quality content. What are you talking about?
I don't, this movie, man.
Quality content, Webby.
I'll tell you this much. Like, I don't like horror movies. Like, I get scared easily. This movie did not scare me.
None of the movies we watched, I would call, really were scary. Like, Dead Silence.
Dead Silence had, like, 2 or 3 good jump scares at me. That's it. But, like, I don't know. Like, there are movies out there.
It was a good movie. I wouldn't say it was scary, but it was a good movie.
There are movies out there that have jump scares that will get me. But then there are movies out there that will just give me, like, some sort of visual reference that will stay in the back of my mind. Where if I'm, you know, walking through my house at night, I can't stop but think about it and I freak myself out. Like, those are horror movies to me. This has none of those things. Like, that monster didn't even look like...
Don't worry, guys. Bad. We're going to correct this at some point. We're definitely going to be... Me and Webby are going to be watching and recording our video of us watching The Shining.
Yes, because I have not seen that yet, and Devin wants to fix that.
Yeah.
Although, it's my understanding that, especially now... The Shining isn't very scary. It's more of like a thriller.
So the cut I'm talking about, it's in Transformers, is not as drastic as I remember it being, but it's still very, it makes no sense. Anthony Hopkins is talking in the same sentence. They go from like this inner courtyard of the house to outside green pastures. And there's no explanation. Like it's even jarring on the eyes, the actual cut. It happens at about 1 hour and 14 minutes and 10 seconds into the movie. So if you want to go check that out, about halfway through the movie, that's where that cut happened.
Alrighty. Didn't you want to make a D&D character based off of this, like the butler?
I love the butler. He's the best thing that ever happened in the Transformers movie. Ever. He's the greatest butler of all time.
All right.
He is both the greatest butler and the greatest character of all time. Like, I mean,
I have not seen the movie personally, so
you don't have to. You really don't. Like, you really don't have to.
Okay. So, in a nutshell, I mean, that was Castle Freak. There was a castle. There was a freak. Webby, so
Webby did not like it.
At least, I mean, I didn't care for it, no.
Webby did not like it. I didn't hate it. I didn't think it was... It's one of those movies where it's, you know, if you're watching, like, if you're doing, like, a 30 Days of Halloween, like, something like I do every year, I usually try to watch a horror movie every night or every... at least every other night. I think the last year I got through all 31 days. This year, I think so far, I'm like 3 or 4 off. But if you're doing something like that, it's a fine movie to throw in the rotation somewhere. It's not gonna end your world. There were a lot of reviews I read where people were like, oh my God, this movie's amazing. Like, you have to see it. And I don't know if I agree with those people. You don't have to see it. It's not bad.
I had a hard time staying awake during it.
It's not bad. I wouldn't call it a bad movie, but I wouldn't call it something that, like, you have to, like, break your neck to go see. Like I would say in terms of that, I would say The Shining is definitely one movie that you should see. And if you're into, like, creepy horror, like, just setting a tone. Because what I love about The Shining is, too, like, it's slow, but it's slow in a good way. It keeps you on the edge of your seat the whole way, because it's just like this slow descent into madness, and I love it.
Right.
And then this movie is kind of going for that same vibe, like that slow descent, like we glimpse of the monster, you know, kind of just like slowly just like getting
this,
there.
This
character slowly building the tension. But overall, nah, fam.
No, see, this movie, like, as far as building tension and stuff, this movie reminded me of like a mouse trap, right? So it's like you see the mouse walking towards the trap in slow motion, and you're like, okay, it's building. And then, like, all of a sudden, you fast forward to the part where the mouse is already dead in the trap. It's like, oh, it's okay, payoff. What happened there?
The movie, I don't think, delivered on the payoff. Like, it built suspense, but it didn't. It never really delivered on payoff, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, what you gonna do?
So, I mean... Anyway, they got the name spot on. There was a castle, there was a freak, Castle Freak, we got it.
Which, I like the original name. I like the Outsider? The Outsider. I like the original name a little bit better, but, yep. I mean, I'm cool with what we got.
So, anybody out there who also watched the movie, feel free. Reach out to us, let us know what you thought of it. Ross, I challenge you to watch this movie. Because I want to know your opinions on it. Although, knowing Ross, he'll probably like the movie. I mean, I'm not going to say I don't hate the movie. It's just,
same level as Life After Beth. You put it below Life After Beth.
Okay, there's a difference here. The reason being, this is an older movie and it was boring to me. Life After Beth at least had the star power to draw me to it. And then the writing and everything else fell short.
But I feel like that's a worse offense. Like,
no, because I didn't care for the writing. This
movie was an older movie, had no major cast in it to actually, like, speak of. And while I wouldn't say it absolutely delivered, it did not do terrible. Whereas you had a movie like Life After Beth, which had crazy amounts of star power.
I mean, and I wouldn't say crazy amounts.
I mean, enough star power in the movie to be like, hey, you know, whatever, right? Like, enough people be like, you could throw 3 names up on the poster and be like, oh shit, they're in this, they're in this, they're in this. Oh, that's really cool. But man.
I will give Castle Freak credit on one aspect. It did not have smooth jazz. Thank you.
See, and what you call it made you hate smooth jazz.
It's true.
To me, that makes the movie worse. It made you hate smooth jazz.
I don't know if it made me hate smooth jazz or if it just made me realize that my hatred for smooth jazz was somewhere locked up inside me. Maybe I've always hated smooth jazz, Devin.
No. You've never hated smooth jazz.
All right. So that's all we got on Castle Freak, but we do want to talk a little bit about this weekend's Halloween stream. Devin, what are you doing to prepare for this? You went to Home Depot today, sir.
Yep. I went to Amazon and Home Depot. I am doing a couple things for this. When I get off the call with Webby, I'm going to be measuring my desk. I'm going to switch my desk around because I've been wanting to change it anyway. This is just a good reason to do it. So I'm either going to do that tonight or tomorrow. I haven't decided yet. Switch my desk around. Going to be also constructing a green screen to kind of boost that up a little bit. So yeah, that's what I'm doing in preparation. Then I'm going to figure out food wise because I have, looking at the schedule, I'm free until, I always get confused when they do this, noon to 12, 12:30 to 1. Wait, what the?
12:30 to yeah.
Where is that jump? 12:30, 1, 2:30.
Yeah. So I guess we're playing. Okay. Oh, okay. So it's a 2-hour block of Minecraft is what it is.
Yeah, yeah. It starts at 12:30. We work from 12:30 to 2:30. But I'm just like, well, I don't understand the point for the one. It threw me off.
So you're going to be there at noon for the opening.
I'll be there at noon, and I'll probably either go get food or still be around for the hour you guys play in Minecraft. Or 2 hours playing Minecraft. Yeah, 12:30 to 2:30. 2 hours playing Minecraft. I'll be around on the call, piping up the chat, in the chat, being a moderator, all that fun stuff. I'll be there, chatting up with all you listeners out there. I'll be there. Then I'll be back in for everything else. So I'll be back in for...
I like how the noon thing is like the welcoming, talking about the charity, and then show costumes where you know that's just going to be Rob and Tamara changing hats and masks and stuff.
I mean, I may have a onesie. I may have a onesie prepped. I don't know. I don't. If I could, I was going to order one and then I forgot about it. But if I can... If Amazon will give me 1-day delivery, I may have a onesie prepped. I don't know. What the hell did you just pop up for me?
Adult. All right. So yeah.
What should I go as? A, you know, can I get a scarecrow onesie?
I can't picture you as a scarecrow. So yeah, the first game starting at 12:30, going to 2:30, we're gonna be doing the Minecraft zombies and murder mysteries. And then from 2:30 to 4, it looks like, are going to be the Jackbox games, Monster Seeking Monster, and whatever else they decide to play. A lot of those games, I know the chat groups can get involved, so feel free to join us for that. From 4 to 6 is Town of Salem. Which, by the looks of it, it's just going to be me, you, Rob, and Professor Fox.
Yep, Town of Salem. Yep, that's true.
I'm surprised, like, John and Tamara aren't up for that.
I don't know. And then, Day by Daylight, we're all going to be there. I'm guessing there's going to be some Kill Your Friends rotation. Yeah, so yeah, we were going to have, like, a Kill Your Friends rotation. Because I was saying before, every time we do it, it always, we go through the rotation like one, maybe 1.5 times, and it's over before it even gets started.
Yeah.
So I think we're doing it a little bit longer, and there's only going to be 6 people, so it's going to be, what, 1 person sitting out, so it'll be easier to rotate. So
2, 3, I think 4, we're going to do it. Actually, yeah, because the last person can Killer actually plus just take 4. You can take the spectator. Because one person's going to be able to spectate. We're not going to have
Yeah, so what we're going to, so what I would probably recommend, what we're going to do probably is we're going to have the killer rotate in the spectator and then cycle back through.
Yeah.
Killer rotate in the spectator and cycle back through. So, because I know Webby's not up for list, but I'm good with it. I got to download all the DLC for Dead by Daylight to get caught up. I got to do that, which I was hoping it was going to go on sale, and I don't think it has, which makes me sad.
I'm going to just stick with what I got.
Well, I mean, I kind of want, like, the Scream.
Oh, yeah.
guy. Oh, hey, anybody out there, if you're looking for Left 4 Dead 2 and Dying Light, there's currently a twin pack on Steam for $16.98. You get Dying Light and Left 4 Dead 2.
So after Dead by Daylight.
Hey, it is sold. It is on sale. Look at me. I waited and saved a whole... I already got the Saw chapter, but I waited and saved a whole $2.99.
So after Dead by Daylight, from 9 to what looks like 11, we have the Vampire the Masquerade RPG that I'm going to be running for you guys.
Yes, you are, sir.
And it's gonna
what is actively trying to kill me in that game? He told me some of my drawbacks in that game. He's actively trying to murder me. It's fact.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to be surprised if that doesn't even come up.
The drawback or you or me getting murdered?
The drawbacks. Your flaws. Oh, okay. All right.
I
threw them in there because honestly, if you guys, at least you know the people who do play the vampire games, have any interest of playing these characters again, I would not mind because these characters seem fun. Me and you, we went through and I made all the characters, and then me and Devin helped me out as far
hands
as...
hands down. I will say this right now. The character I think me and Wade want to play the most is probably Tamara's
character. Yeah,
we both were saying not making helping that character get made, and we're like, you know, I'd play the shit out of this character. This is a great character.
Yeah. So that ends around 11, and then from 11 to 12:30, it's Left 4 Dead 2. And then from 12:30 to I think like 1, or no, 12:30 to 2. We're playing Pacify, which it's going to be Rob, myself, Tamara, and Devin playing Pacify. So for all of you who missed it last time, when we first got this game and played it, I had a complete nervous breakdown playing this game. And now we're going to do it again on stream.
And I told him never to do it. Like me and everybody, I told him like, just no. Do not, under any circumstances, do not play this game.
Well,
what is he like doing? He's like, I'm playing the game.
Well, first off, it's for the stream.
That
and even if if I wasn't playing
the game. Dude, you were a neurotic mess after playing that game for like a day.
I know.
And that's how you're going to end it? And we're talking about after the end of the stream, after at 1 a.m., we were going to roll probably into some Overwatch if you wanted to play.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm okay with playing Pacify, because we're going to be playing Overwatch afterwards. It'll get pushed out of my brain. It's just
rage of Overwatch seeps in.
You just got to get out. Hey, rage overcomes fear. That's fine.
That rage of Overwatch just seeps into your bones like, motherfucker!
Because, I mean, the thing with me is I'm not going to be on the stream not playing and not participating. Because especially even with a game like Pacify, it's all visual. The parts that bother me are all visual anyway. So even if I'm not playing the game and I'm just watching, it's still going to bother me. And I refuse to not be part of the stream because I have to be there for the whole thing. Because every stream we've ever done of any significant length...
And I don't know why, like, you have this weird thing where you're like, I have to be there. I don't want to play this game, but I have to be there. Like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
I used to feel the same way. And then we threw 80 hours of Minecraft on things. And I said, I just don't have fun playing Minecraft, so I'm not doing it.
I mean, Minecraft's not my favorite thing, but I do it for the stream.
See, so, but that's the thing. That's like, I understand. Like, I'm still with the people. Like, you can just do what I do. Like, I'm in the chat, modding the chat, hyping up the chat, talking to people in chat. Yeah. And actually, it's funny enough because I actually enjoy that part more because as a player, I don't get to interact with the chat because I rarely get a chance to look and see it. I'm doing too much stuff.
This is going to be my first stream playing games and having my second monitor up now so I can have chat pulled up. So, there's that. But yeah, and that's essentially our evening. For that's happening Saturday, the 26th. So, for when this comes out, it'll be tomorrow at noon Eastern time is our start time. And Yeah, come hang out. Donate. This is usually the kickoff for our big Christmas stream. We're raising money for the Children's Miracle. The Children's Miracle Foundation, I think, is this year.
Mm-hmm.
Which is Extra Life. We're doing Extra Life again this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Extra Life it is, buddy.
Yeah. So, help raise money for a good cause. Give it to some sick kids who need it. And, yeah, that's all I gotta say until Sunday. I'm not doing anything as far as prep goes for this. I did a little bit of prep for one of the games that I had to run for you guys, but I don't know. Like, I don't have anything too substantial that I gotta do. You're building a whole fucking green screen. It's insanity. Why are you doing a green screen anyway?
So I don't have to. I don't have the background. I can hide everything behind the background. Just be like just me and my chair behind the.
Oh. I didn't know if you were doing a green screen for something specific. Like I just hang a black blanket behind me, so it's just nothing but black behind me.
Nope.
Oh. Because if you do a green screen, then you can like superimpose images behind you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of cool.
But I'm not doing that.
All right. That just put a whole bunch of new ideas in my head. Anyway, Devin, is there anything else that you want to say either about Castle Freak or this weekend stream or...
No, not really.
Anything else?
No, not really.
All right. As a whole, what would you rank Castle Freak as?
I'd give it about a 6.
All right. I'm going to give it, this is where we do differ. I'm going to give it probably about a 4. Would you recommend it to other people?
I would recommend it as just like I mentioned, like if you're doing like a 30 days of Halloween thing, like sure, go for it. If you're not, like you don't have to.
Yeah. I'm not going to recommend it. I'll recommend it as a challenge. And or if you guys, the stipulation is if you guys want to watch, if you guys want to listen to this particular episode of SU, you want to have seen the movie, then yeah, sure, go watch the movie. I recommend the movie. That way you can listen to the SU. Man, looking back, this is our, what, third year doing Spooktober Simply Unprofessionals?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do next year, Devin?
Do it again.
I know. Any suggestions for movies?
I mean, I'm going to... My goal next year is to scare the shit out of you.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Never mind. Let's move on. All right, Devin, where can people... you know what? We need life coaching with Devin.
Shoot,
for the low price of $13.95.
Dude. That's hard to say. I think
Devin needs life coaching with Devin right now.
Dude, honestly, I'm just so... I've had a lot going on. Like, that's all I can say. I've had a lot going on in my life. And you know what? I guess life coaching with Devin is this. No matter what you're going through in your life, the good, the bad, just kind of remember, make sure, always kind of have that, I guess that barometer, whether it's a person, whether it's just like a memory you have, something to keep you grounded, you know, in both directions, you know, keep you grounded and just you'll push through, you know, at the end of the day, it will always get better. You will push through. And yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what it's going to be.
And Devin, I'm going to go out with giving you and the listeners a little bit of life advice myself. Just because your eye is a muscle and or has muscles in it does not mean to put Icy Hot on your eyes. It's bad for you. Don't do that.
It just depends.
No, there's no good situation.
A little icy hot, like right, not in the eye, but like right on the cheek under the eye.
No. That's different. And I still wouldn't do that because, like, the vapor would, like...
I know, that's the point. But, like, that vapor, that menthol vapor opened
you
up. But
I'm talking about taking a glob of Icy Hot and putting it right on the eye. Don't do that. Just don't. Okay?
Just another helpful life tip advice. Like, just follow the instructions on your product. Like,
yeah. So, anyway, that's all I got to say. Devin, where can people find you on the interwebs?
You guys can find me on the interwebs at DMP_Pookie on Twitter and on Twitch at Pook Killed Me, although that may be changing at some point here.
And on eBay?
And on eBay, you can find me at just trying to make this work.
As we all are. And as always, everybody, you guys can follow me on... God, how do I do this? Twitter, at Jax Forest Walker, all one word. On Twitch, at DMWebby. On Instagram, at Patrick.Webster52, where I post weird, goofy pictures and memes, mostly D&D related or cartoon related in some fashion. And thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. My mom told me something about why we're not getting downloads in Russia, Devin.
What?
So, according to her contact, she has contacts. According to her contact, everybody who tries to download our episodes in Russia, it goes to download, then says something about a virus because I guess Russia has their own internet like thing, and they won't let people download things from out of the country or something.
That's depressing.
Yeah, I know. So I'm still putting it out there. I still want that Russian download. I don't know how it's going to happen. If somebody wants to travel out to Russia and try to download it for us, or if that's even possible, or maybe get a Russian device and download it. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to get this on the map, but we still got to. And now it just seems like more of a challenge. It's like I'm going to have to write somebody high up in Russia government to say, hey, download an episode of SU. So, yeah, anyway.
Strange.
Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Fuck Booster Gold and fuck Dan Cook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dan, offer's still there, man. I mean, if you want to know why we keep saying this, just reach out, man. Find us on Facebook, simplyunprofessional.com/Facebook or whatever. I don't know how Facebook things work. Simplyunprofessional at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can tweet us. Yeah, we'll explain. We'll have you on. We'll explain. See ya.